Last month across the UK, protesters staged mock overdoses of homeopathic remedies as part of an ongoing campaign to prove that they're worthless and to have the NHS remove its support for homeopathic treatments. Homeopathy was developed in the late 1700s by the German physician Samuel Hahnemann. Today there are over 300 registered homeopaths in Ireland. So, why is there a growing backlash against homeopathy, and can we expect protests about how the therapy is used to be mounted here? Well, joining me now, Ursula Lynch, a homeopath and representative of the Irish Society of Homeopaths, and Paul O'Donoghue is a clinical psychologist and founder member of the Irish Skeptics Society. So, Paul, you're sceptical about homeopathy, that's for sure. Are you going to mount any protests here? Is there that
we
on your agenda?
We don't have a specific one planned. I think there's been consistent criticism of homeopathy from Irish people, you know, over the years. Essentially, our position would be that there's no scientific validity for it, and this is generally accepted now by most homeopaths. And I don't particularly like the way the UK demonstration has used the idea of homeopathic of suicide, because it's the connotation is not a very positive one.
Okay, why not let them at it if they're not doing any harm? Because no one says they're doing people harm, except maybe to their pockets.
No, it's not quite that simple. Homeopathy itself directly does no harm, because we know that homeopathy is just pure water, and I think that, again, that's generally accepted. Where the harm may come in would be if people were using it instead of going for normal treatments, or one of the things that caused me a lot of difficulty some time back was that homeopaths seem to be at best ambivalent about vaccination, and a Newsnight recent investigation showed that a lot of homeopaths were quite happily prescribing homeopathic vaccines for malaria for people travelling abroad, or for MMR, or for serious conditions.
And what do you say to GPs who are practicing homeopathy as well as conventional medicine?
Well, I think, first of all, they're breaching ethics, because it's clear that homeopathy doesn't work. And secondly, I think that they're lending a credibility to it, which it doesn't merit.
Okay, homeopathy doesn't work, Ursula. That's what Paul says.
Well, that's not what I see in my practice every day, Pat. And that's not what all my 300-odd colleagues see in their practices every day. We see people getting better. So homeopathy for us does work.
He says it's pure water, that there's no science attached to it. What do you say to that?
Well, I say that that's actually not true anymore, because at one stage it would have been, but recently in the last sort of 5-6 years, there have been quite a few studies done that have actually seen that there is something in the remedies in terms of most of it used... It says that it's gone beyond where there is actually molecules of water, and I don't disagree with that.
But that you dilute something?
We dilute it.
Maybe we should explain to people, first of all, okay. Ursula, what is the theory behind homeopathy?
Okay, the principle behind homeopathy, the way we prescribe our remedies is unlike cures like. So what would cause a symptom in a healthy person will cure it if used in a sick person. Now, when Hahnemann discovered that, he based it on the remedy China, which was used to treat malaria. And at the time, China, they thought that China was treating malaria because it was bitter. Well, that's 200 years ago, and it was the bitterness that was curing the malaria. But when Hahnemann took China, he discovered that it actually gave him the symptoms of malaria. So that was the thing.
So in a healthy person, he developed the symptoms of malaria. And then he applied it to malaria sufferers and cured them.
But when he used, that's the principle of it. When he used the China in the first place, he also got the side effects, because it was a drug. Excuse me. So over time, he discovered that if he diluted it and cussed it, which is also an important way, it's the method by which we dilute, it maintained the potency of the China, but without side effects.
All right. So that's the theory. And to the point where the substance is undetectable.
It's undetectable chemically, but it is actually now being detected by different people. That I've got quite a few abstracts from chemical and scientific journals.
And what are they saying is there?
Well, they're saying, for instance... Luc Montagnier, who actually has a Nobel Prize for his discovery of HIV, he co-discovered HIV virus, but he's invested the electromagnetic properties of very highly diluted biological samples, DNA samples. And what he says is that they behave the same way or in a similar way once...
Having had contact with a particular molecule, yeah, that they in some way inherit an effect. Is that what
yes,
you're saying?
Exactly. And they behave the same way as the...
What